Yes, it was. The Cats just marching nicely, if you don't mind. Winners by 33 points over the Kangas last night at the Gabba. And Zach Toohey is one of the stars of the Cats, making it all happen. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Zach.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, buddy. Thanks for getting up and taking our call. Now, you won your sixth game in a row against the Kangaroos. It's all going beautifully. And your role in all of this is intriguing. I'm keen to find out more from you about how this has come to be, that this dashing defender is now basically a goal kicker.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't last night. But there has been a slight shift. I'm not sure if it was born out of necessity. We lost, you know, we had a month of footy where we lost at least kind of one player each game. We lost two players in back-to-back games from midfield, so that kind of pushed me up the ground a small bit to try and cover that loss. But yeah, it seems to have been made slightly more permanent than I expected, and I must admit, after being a career defender for 11 years, it's quite a refreshing change, so I'm really enjoying it.
Well, you look like you're enjoying it because you're having a real impact. And I imagine your teammates would love the fact that, because you're quite bustling, you're strong in the contest, but you're able to break lines and obviously kick the ball really well. I imagine they're enjoying seeing you up there as well. Are you getting any feedback from them?
Well, they're certainly enjoying me not being around them. I'm not sure what that says there. But, look, it's good fun. It gives me a whole different perspective. And in many ways, I actually feel like I can actually get back and help out the defence an awful lot from higher up the ground. It gives you a bit of a licence to really kind of try and beat your man back, whereas as a defender, you're far more concerned with where your opponent is. So in some ways, it actually gives you an opportunity to defend even better. But yeah, it's just refreshing. It's nice, and obviously didn't exactly have me kicking boots on last night, but it's nice to be further up the ground and have a chance as well.
What's easier, Zach, being a forward or being a defender?
Being a forward, being the defender's top of work. I can't jump tall ship just yet. I still consider myself a defender, but I tell you what it does do, and it's the same for the midfielders. It gives you a total new appreciation for just how much work gets done that maybe you're not quite privy to down the defensive end. Some of the guys up there are just total savages and probably don't get the credit they deserve externally. Guys like Atkins and Myers and Brad Close has come in. He's been awesome. So seeing those guys do their craft up close is, it really makes me appreciate what it is they do a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. Now, last night, I kind of described the performance as a professional performance from you. You jumped out of the blocks well. You probably should have been further in front. You're a bit inaccurate in front of goal. North Melbourne came at you, and then you pushed ahead again and won quite comfortably and kicked 90 points. A lot went right for you last night with a lot of players playing in different positions.
Yeah, right. I think professional performance is probably a good way of summing it up. Look, it's an interesting season in comp. It's hard to know exactly who's going to be who ever, really. And we gave them a sniff late, but when we had to kind of try and pull away, we were able to do it again. It was unusual conditions, or fairly standard probably for the Gabba, where it was really slippery once it'd been on the ground for more than 5 seconds. So it meant the contest was a bit fumbly, but once you got it out in space, you could still use it. It was a good win, one we really wanted to get given the build-up to the game. I think it was very, very impressive performance.
Is it different? That's a good point about the conditions. It's seemingly quite slippery a lot of the time up there at this time of year, particularly at night time, for the games that have been played. Is it different due up there? Is it different conditions at night time up there to down here during this period of time?
Yeah, it really is. And it kind of always has been. As soon as the sun goes down up here, it just turns into a bar of salt. It gets really dewy underfoot. And like I said, once the ball's been up in the air for 10 seconds, it's pretty fine. Like, it feels okay to mark. It's still a little bit slippery. But as soon as it's in a contest or a stoppage and it's bubbling around the deck, it is just it's a total bar of salt. So it would have looked that way, I'm sure, on TV at times last night. But very unusual conditions. But again, I think that's fairly standard for up here. I guess we're just not quite as used to it as a Brisbane or a Gold Coast would be.
And just finally, Zach, how are you going as a team and you individually with this punishing schedule? You play again on Monday night. You've just come back from your Perth hub. How's the body? And more importantly, I think, how's the mind?
It's good. It's look, we talked about this. We do three massive sessions a week in pre-season, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay, it's probably not quite the crash and bash of a game, but like you still have to get up for 12, 13 care sessions very regularly in pre-season. So I don't think there should be a huge issue. Now, obviously, there's the, I'm not sure if the sort of science suggests that there's a really increased risk injury, but that doesn't seem to be the case. I've pulled up really well from this game. I certainly don't anticipate myself missing any games over this period unless something changes between, you know, now in the game. So it's a challenge. It's unusual. No one's really done it before. But I think, you know, clubs will flip players around, I'm sure. But I think most teams will be fine, to be honest. Yeah, it should be okay.
Well, you guys are handling it okay just at the moment. So fifth on the table at the moment. And Monday night, got the Saints, which will be an absolute cracker. Can't wait to see that game on Monday. Zach, good luck to you. Well done last night to you and the boys. And we'll look forward to seeing how the Cats go for the rest of 2020.
No worries. Thanks for having me.